Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Republicans are expressing opposition to the Trump administration's plans to draw down troops in Afghanistan. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is among those voicing concerns.
McConnell reiterated that stability is critical for national security during the transition.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
McConnell had made similar remarks a day earlier. Other Republican senators followed suit. Nebraska's Ben Sasse said he feared this, quote, weak retreat was not grounded in reality and will make the world a more dangerous place. And Utah's Mitt Romney said the administration has yet to explain why a move to reduce troops in Afghanistan is a wise one for the United States. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden received a national security briefing in his home state of Wilmington, Delaware today, though it came not from Trump administration officials, but from a slate of former and outside experts. Biden saying he still has not been given the green light for access to the presidential daily brief and intelligence info generally provided to an incoming president.
You know that I've been unable to get the briefings that ordinarily would have come by now. And so I just want to get your input on what you see ahead.
One person who has been able to receive classified intelligence briefings, though, is Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. That's because Harris is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Opioid drug maker Purdue Pharma is back in bankruptcy court. The company hopes to win approval for an $8 billion settlement proposed by the Trump administration. More from NPR's Brian Mann.
Last month, the Justice Department announced a proposed deal with Purdue Pharma that would distribute hundreds of millions of dollars to families and communities harmed by the nation's deadly opioid epidemic. The plan faces opposition from some lawmakers, state attorneys general, and from critics of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma. If federal bankruptcy judge Robert Drain approves the deal, it could make it far harder for states to sue Sackler family members directly. They became one of the richest families in America, selling opioid medications, including OxyContin, now widely blamed for sparking a wave of opioid addiction and overdose death. A final decision is not expected today. Brian Mann, NPR News.
President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was at a court hearing today focusing on the Trump campaign's federal lawsuit seeking to prevent Pennsylvania officials from certifying the vote results. However, in another setback for the Trump campaign, the judge appeared skeptical, saying halting certification would effectively disenfranchise all voters in the state. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 167 points. This is NPR. Israeli leaders say they have spoken to President-elect Joe Biden for the first time since the elections. It comes as Palestinians and Israelis are restoring their ties after a long break in relations. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Netanyahu spoke with, quote, President-elect Joe Biden. Netanyahu previously did not refer to Biden publicly as the president-elect. He's a close ally of President Trump. Netanyahu's office said Biden spoke about his, quote, deep commitment to Israel and its security, and that the two agreed to meet soon. Israel's president also spoke to Biden. Palestinian officials who cut ties with the Trump administration after a series of pro-Israel moves have now resumed security and civilian cooperation with Israel after a nearly six-month boycott. Israeli and Palestinian officials tell NPR the move was prompted by Biden's win. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell today said the latest uptick in coronavirus hospitalizations and deaths is a major concern for an economic recovery that, in his words, has a long way to go. Powell today repeating a vow the U.S. Central Bank will do everything it can to help backstop the economy. He also again called on Congress and the administration to provide more financial support. Speaking at a virtual event hosted by the Bay Area Council in California, Powell said the Fed remains committed to using all its tools to support the economy. Crude oil futures prices closed modestly higher today. Oil was up 9 cents a barrel, ending the session at $41.43 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.